This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But this morning, we're also running a poll on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, because we're asking you, what's your main news source? Currently, we've had about 50 votes, and online and social media appear to be taking the lead with 66% of that vote. Another 34% said they use a mix of everything. So far, no one has voted for newspapers and magazines as their main source, or TV, or even TV and radio.
I feel
zero percent. I feel a little bit hurt on behalf of TV and radio. I'm not going to lie. But the reason why we're asking this is because there has been a spotlight on traditional media this morning, because it's been reported that Utusan Malaysia, the oldest Malay language newspaper, and its sister publication Cosmo, they will be ceasing operations tomorrow. Now, Utusan is about 80 years old, and Utusan's staff told Malaysia Kini this after meeting with Utusan's chairman, Abdul Aziz Sheikh Fazi.
And the National Union of Journalists, Utusan chairperson Muhammad Taufik Abdul Razak clarified with NST that workers were only informed that Utusan would be closed if a settlement on the matter of unpaid staff salaries could not be reached. And workers were informed that if there is no way out, Utusan will close down. But Abdul Aziz, the chairman, did not mention any date concerning the matter. Taufik only heard about this news on Wednesday, closure through word of mouth.
Yes, all this comes after 100 Utusan Malaysia staff and former staff held a picket outside the newspaper's headquarters, demanding their outstanding salaries as well as their severance pay for the last 3 months. If both papers resume print, it's reported they will only need 120 staff members, down from the current 800. And the last round of VS has already reduced the staff number from 1,400 to 823.
Yeah, Utusan's not been doing very well, realistically speaking, right? Because as of 30th of June, their accumulated losses stood at 262 million ringgit. They've been in the red since 2012, so it's going on 7 years now. And they've also been designated a PN17 company last year when they defaulted on bank loans. And in a filing yesterday, Utusan said it faces a possible delisting as it failed to submit a regularization plan by yesterday. And they've also not been able to convince potential investors to revive the business. So it's really not looking very good prospects for them at this point.
That's right. They have about 100,000 in circulation a day, and this compares to this is a far cry from the 350,000 daily that they achieved in the 1990s. So the writing has been on the wall for some number of years, and Cosmo itself does better with about 140,000 daily, and yet it still couldn't put Utusan on a stronger footing.
Yeah, even they apparently approached Dato Sri Johari, who used to be finance minister too, right, when UMNO was in power, Barisan was in power, and they approached him to help revive the newspaper. This was reported in The Star. But even he said that traditional media like Utusan is not the way forward.
That is sad news indeed, considering that Utusan is a paper with quite a long history. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.